This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. I first met Harrisonburg's Kathleen Temple back in 2001 when I was reporting for NPR on pacifists' reaction to the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. At the time, Kathleen was a Mennonite minister. Now she's by way of being a fashionista.
I taught philosophy for a few years, and I was a pastor for a few years, but most of my life, I've made my living working on clothing, all the way from fashion design and imaginative, creative stuff to repairing people's jeans. It's fun to be able to do something with my hands, even though my brain is still totally fascinated with philosophy. So I have all the stuff going on in my head all the time, and I'm able to do fun things with my hands. Too.
Is there any philosophical basis to fashion?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good.
The whole thing about being human is being able to connect with other things in our world in meaningful ways. And the way we express ourselves is not only our gestures and our words, we also express ourselves through other things from our bodies, everything about our nonverbal communication and our clothing is how we present ourselves. Sometimes we present ourselves by whatever uniform we wear. You might know that somebody's a professor if they have on a tweed jacket with leather patches on the elbows, or you might know that someone is a doctor if they're wearing a lab coat and a stethoscope. So there are these kind of ways of expressing ourselves through clothing that are uniform-ish. But there are also ways of expressing ourselves and connecting with one another in ways that are less uniform, more creative, more expressive of the individual and our individual differences. And that's the stuff that I can be really excited about. It's about expressing ourselves and connecting through our expression.
How long have you had your official fashion design studio open?
Oh, only a little over a year. My studio was in the middle of our downtown fabric shop, Ragtime Fabrics, for years. And I did some design work there, dressmaking, tailoring, alterations and repairs. But I have had my own studio now for a little over a year. Kathleen Temple Taylor.
Tell me what you do.
I get to do things for a lot of local customers, everything from custom clothing construction to repair, you know, to make clothing last longer. So I would do things for my local customers about half of the time, and probably about half the time I do things for people who find me through my online presence. I'm involved with a couple of different shops on Etsy, ETSY.com, and people find me from all over the world. I just sent off a custom-made skirt to one of my customers in Australia the other day. She had gotten the fabric when she was traveling in Thailand, some hand-painted silk shantung, and she found me online. I made her dream skirt for her and sent it to her in Australia. A lot of us have our dream pants, you know, the pants that we've always wished we had that were long enough or short enough or fitting properly, or maybe a dream dress or a dream jacket. I always am able to figure out lots of ways of accomplishing somebody's dream garment. And I can explain what the alternatives are and how much the labor might cost for each of the different kinds of alternatives, what types of fabric would work for various alternatives. And then together, we would collaborate to make the dream garment a reality.
I like that, the idea of collaborating on a garment, particularly when it's for an occasion. But I am bamboozled by the idea of taking a sketch mm-hmm. or an idea and turning it into a garment. You know, all our bodies are lumpy. How do you do that?
With my local customers, sometimes we meet together three or four or six or eight times before we have a finished product, something that feels finished and ready to party. But with my customers who are at a distance, I really am reliant on them to think of what they want and what works for them. So there's a little less collaboration with my distance customers, but with local customers, and by local, I mean anybody on the East Coast, really. Mm-hmm. People come to me multiple times, and we work on things step by step. Sometimes we might find that a certain construction technique isn't yielding what really works for that person's body or that particular occasion or whatever, and then we change it. So there can be a lot of changes as we go along through the process.
Do you have a standard collection of sort of pattern templates that you can riff on, or do you start from scratch with each garment?
I think I have a standard set of ideas or garments that I can change around. But really, it's more like starting fresh with everyone. I bet I'm more limited than I think I am, but if I were to talk with you about a dress that could work for some kind of summer garden party, I would probably think of like 1,000 different examples and ideas before I started narrowing it down. And I think some of the ideas I might have for you, Martha, for your summer garden party might be ideas that I've never thought of before and that I don't have any template for.
Went to a garden party and it's all right now.
One of the things that I find most exciting about my work is when I get to help someone change her personal style. A customer who lives somewhere in California wrote to me the other day, and she said she's an architect, and ever since architecture school, she's been wearing nothing but black and dark gray. And she's entering a new stage of her life now, expecting a baby, and she wants to wear something different. She said, "Kathleen, how about this colorful silk that I found? If I sent it to you, could you make this certain kind of dress out of this colorful silk?" So this dress will be the exact opposite of black, dark gray uniform.
Describe this fabric. Describe the colors in that, if you could.
Describe the colors.
Yes.
Well, there aren't any colors that aren't there, I don't think, except black and dark gray.
And it's kind of a geometric.
Yes, it's a silk jacquard, actually. It's woven like a harlequin kind of pattern, like a jester would wear, with the colorful diamond-shaped pieces.
What are you going to make out of that?
Well, the dress she would like me to make for her out of it is kind of a softly draping A-line with a deep-cut V-neck. Very sexy, deep neckline, which is so great for pregnant women to wear. And it has a sash that wraps around the high waist area. So it will define her bust line and show off her baby belly as the baby belly is growing. And it has medium length sleeves, and it will be just a little below knee length. So she can wear it as an everyday type of dress, or she might just wear it for special occasions. I'm not sure.
It's so nice that women get to have fun with their pregnancies now. You
know? Right.
Just wandering around in sacks.
Right. It seems to me like women must be feeling extra burst of creativity sometimes when they get pregnant, because they do envision different kinds of garments than what they're used to wearing. And it's fun to get to make those custom garments for people and follow their imaginations.
Life is fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're barreling on to high season for weddings. Do you do weddings?
Yes, I do quite a few custom wedding gowns. I also do a lot of wedding gown alterations. So if people find wedding gowns in the bridal shops, they almost always need to be adjusted fit-wise. And yes, I have decades of experience of doing all sorts of wedding attire. When someone has an idea of, say, a bridal gown that they envision for themselves, and it might have the wrong sort of neckline for their face shape or the wrong sort of neckline for their shoulders, we'll just tweak it a little bit so that it does work and it still is consistent with their original vision. There are almost always ways to tweak designs to make them work. I can't even think of a time when I had to call a halt to some bride's vision. Right. Yeah. We just tailor it to make it work for her.
You've had your own studio solo operation for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
It is your business.
Yes.
How is it going?
I realized with so much delight that I was totally swamped from day one with wonderful customers who need my help. And there aren't very many of us who do the kind of work that I do. We're all very busy, so it's not hard to keep it going. We're always occupied.
Look in your crystal ball. What haven't you done fashion design wise that you'd like to do? Do you dream of having your own line? What do you dream of? Or keeping on?
I guess just keeping on.
And see where it goes?
Right. Well, I just feel so blessed by getting to work with the customers that I work with now. I mean, my job, Martha, I get to make people happy every day. Working as a professor, your job is to challenge people, question their assumptions, push them, make them uncomfortable. As a dress designer, dressmaker, tailor, oh, and yes, I'm a tailor. I also work with men's clothing all the time. Doing that sort of work, I get to make people happy all the time instead of challenging them and making them uncomfortable.
You work on men's clothes too, right?
Oh, yes, I do. And there are even fewer of us who have expert skills in working with men's clothing. So I do all sorts of mundane, routine kinds of things like shortening pants or taking in the waist, letting out the waist, adjusting the sleeves on a jacket. But I also sometimes do major alterations on men's clothing. I love working on thrift store finds. And if a young man might find a suit or a coat at a thrift store, buy it for $3 and bring it to me and have me pay me $25 to remodel the jacket for him out of, you know, whatever the great fabric of the jacket is, then I feel like I've really succeeded. It's a good deal.
What fun. It's like finding treasure, I guess, isn't it? Or creating treasure.
And there are a lot of treasures in the thrift stores all up and down the Shenandoah Valley.
You'll find a link to Kathleen Temple Taylor on the Spark page at WMRA.org, where, among other fashion feasts, you can see pictures of the garment Kathleen created for her pregnant architect in California. Kathleen calls it her Color Fest dress.